Hey guys, it's Drew, letting you know that Tom and Chi is proud to sponsor the Court of Nerds and Grand Rapids Comic Con. Stop by their setup in the main hall for $4 grilled cheese classics with fresh tomatoes, mozzarella, and gooey cheddar. $4 barbecue and bacon grillers, and $4 GCDs, Tom and Chi's fantastic grilled cheese donut. Top it all off with the Grilling Joke, a Comic-Con special GCD with blueberry mascarpone, graham crackers, and pop rocks. Eat what's fun, Tom and Chi.
I like to sing, dance, pretend, and I like to have fun.
Why, hello, fellow humans, and thank you for tuning in again to Very Fine. I'm Grant Stoy, and big ups again to Tom and Chi Granville for, you know, throwing us a bone and a grilled cheese sandwich for Grand Rapids Comic Con coming up at the DeVos Place. A couple weeks now. But again, super stoked about Tom and Chi. Super stoked about Grand Rapids Comic Con. We're going to be around. We'll be moderating panels. Hope to see you there. Yeah. So let's dive into things. The first thing I want to talk about is something I thought was super cool. Apparently, with Invincible ending and I think The Walking Dead kind of having a finish line in sight, Robert Kirkman is going to be, or he just revealed his first new comic in 3 years. And I'm kind of excited for this. I know he lost me with Walking Dead. It just kind of, I don't know, it seemed almost repetitive with humans attacking humans. Negan was a great injection to the series. It gave a lot of new life to it. But still, just not my thing, man. Invincible is, it's great. It's great. There's really not much more you can say beyond that. I was also kind of a fan of some of his old back issues on Battle Pope or Astounding Wolfman and some of his Ultimate X-Men stuff, actually. But with him, he's not always the best with dialogue, which is, you know, a tricky wicket to get through anyway, but the man is just exceptional when it comes up with premises for stories and how he manages to pack those into a narrative and flesh that out. So let me just read the official synopsis of the series. A decade ago, 300,000 citizens of Philadelphia were suddenly lost in oblivion. The government made every attempt to recover them, but after many years, they gave up. Nathan Cole won't. He makes daily trips, risking his life to try and rescue those lost, alone and afraid, living in the apocalyptic hellscape of oblivion. But maybe Nathan is looking for something else. Why can't he resist the siren call of the Oblivion Song? That's pretty that's pretty dope. I like the way that's set up. And how this is Oblivion is the name of this strange dimension that sucked a bunch of regular people in. And this guy, Cole, is going in there and trying to save who he can. I like that idea. I like that this guy keeps going in after everyone else has given up. And I'm excited to see the fleshing out of this series. Because you don't know, looking at some of the pictures, you don't know how it's going to unravel. Because it looks post-apocalyptic, but really, it's like if The Spread were injected into zero-year Gotham, in a way. And I want to see how this just unfolds. I'm super pumped about it. You know, Kirkman's, I figured that he's going to be doing something cool with this. Outcast was the book I couldn't think of. Kirkman did a really good job in Outcast. But yeah, I'm super stoked to read Oblivion Song. And that should be dropping. It says March 7th, 2018. So damn it, we have to wait a while, but it looks really cool. Also of note is a book I think that was released last year that I was really into. The Infinite Loop is getting a sequel. It's called The Second Volume of the Story by Pierrick Collinet and Elsa Chartier. I'm sorry, they're both French and I just brutalized your names. I really apologize. I love your series. And this is getting a second volume because the first one seemed to kind of have a really good endpoint. Teddy and Anno had kind of cleared out the anomalies and the whole bunch of Teddies that were trying to get her and help her. And it was a really cool series that explored, you know, the depths of feelings that one can have for another person, regardless of gender or actual, like, species. It was really cool. I thought it got a little preachy towards the end, but it's just a It was a beautiful concept, and the artwork is beautiful, so I'm super pumped to see how this one is going to come about, too. There's a really cool interview with the creators on Bleeding Cool, and again, this is from IDW Publishing. The first series was great if you can get the collected trade paperback, or even pick up the floppies, which I did, and it's awesome. It's philosophic, and it's moral, and it's cool, and it deals with science and alternate realities and timelines, and I am a sucker for all that kind of shit. So be on the lookout for this book, and it should be coming out... No release date that I'm seeing. Okay. So look for it at some point. I'm sure they'll give the release date sooner rather than later. This announcement came officially towards the end of September. So yeah, be on the lookout for that. Also of note, and this is something that I'm avoiding like the plague, DC has released the first 6 pages of The Doomsday Clock by Geoff Johns and Gary Frank. If you are into that sort of thing, read to your heart's content. Geoff Johns says that the only thing you should have read prior to this is The Watchmen, which required reading just being a comic fan. I'm stoked that they put out a preview. I don't want to read it. I want to go into it with clear eyes and a full heart so I can't lose. I did that with Rebirth. I didn't read any of the previews or the spoilers, and I went into it, and it was amazing. So I kind of want to see if I can mimic that experience again and just go into Doomsday Clock, just fresh palate, and just soak it all in, just roll it around in my mouth, and just really sample the flavors of this. You can see the preview on DCComics.com, or basically any comic book site is reporting this news, as well as we are, Court of Nerds, thecourtofnerds.com, or our Twitter, or whatever, what have you. The last thing I wanted to do for today is an idea I'd been kicking around that I thought might be fun to just kind of goof around with and see where we go. The segment is called Pitch It.
Do the pitch!
Yeah, and with this, we're basically just making up horrible pitches for book publishers to take on. The first one I wanted to kind of pitch was to, I think it would be, Nick has, yeah, it would be for IDW. So IDW, have you noticed that DC's doing all these crazy things with Hanna-Barbera properties, and they're really cool? And you yourself have done some really cool things with TMNT. Well, this is what I want to pitch to you. It is just a raw, gritty, nasty version of Paw Patrol. And it stars a Ryder, who's a former meth addict and who's kind of tripping out. But he remembers this gaggle of dogs he had when he was just a boy. And in his imagination, they'd help out all these people, and they had weird names like Marshall and Rubble and Chase and Rocky, and there were all these different types of dogs, but as he got into drugs, he didn't let the dogs all die, and he's haunted by the memories of them, but now he wants to do good, and the ghosts of these dogs drive him on to help, and it's Paw Patrol, Shards of Memories, and it's just, man, it's gonna be some gritty-ass shit for you to roll around in. And I think a good artist for this is probably Sean Murphy, who has just a really good frenetic style, and I see Ryder as just this thin, gaunt, haunted person who's ready to make a change in the world, and all the dogs are just photorealistic interpretations of the dog breeds, but they've all got tiny hats. And they kind of try and tell Ryder what to do. And that's what this is going to be. And Ryder's going to be trying to help these kids do things. And it's going to be so freaky. And eventually, after he saves the day, the kids see the dogs too. And it's going to be a 12-issue maxi series. And it's going to culminate in All Dogs Go to Heaven. And it's going to be a massive jumping point into my All Dogs Go to Heaven pitch. So be on the lookout for that one. It's going to be written by Joshua Hale, Filiakov, and art by Sean Murphy. Oh, man. It's like printing money. So that's Pitch It, Paw Patrol for IDW. That's all I've got for this week. Thank you so much for listening. Thanks again to Tom and Chi of Granville for sponsoring us. Also, shameless self-promotion. My first individual full-length comic book is currently for sale on Comixology. You type in God Says Hi and it takes you to the book. It's just 99 cents. You can buy it there. Or you can just hop right on over to the Court of Nerds store and buy the PDF edition for 99 cents. You can't go wrong. Thanks so much. And don't let the door hit you where the good Lord split you.